My husband and I got our first dog several years ago. He was a boxer, and we named him Max. As we were leaving to take Max home, the breeder said something all chummy to us, like, "It's a shame that people don't crop boxers' ears. Boxers look ridiculous with floppy ears. I'd never sell a boxer to anyone who wouldn't crop the ears." Remarkably, he didn't ask, and we didn't respond. This was the first we'd heard of his policy, and we had no intention of cutting off our boxer's ear flaps. Max lived life with floppy ears, and the breeder may have wondered why we didn't send him holiday cards containing photos of our dog, as promised. I thought of our experience when I read that a man was arrested outside Chicago this spring for animal cruelty, for allegedly cutting off his pit bull's ear. He told police newspapers reported that he'd done so because he thought that the dog looked better with cut ears. Some breeds do, according to those who set the standards, at least. The American Kennel Club, for one, apparently believes that boxers look better with cropped ears. The standards for the boxers say that the boxer ears are customarily cropped, cut rather long and tapering, though uncropped ears of moderate size are allowed. Which gets us to the definition of animal cruelty, and why it is that some dog owners can be arrested for an act that is generally accepted by those who adore dogs. In Illinois, it's against the law to beat, cruelly treat, torment, starve, overwork, or otherwise abuse an animal. There are no reported cases involving ear cropping without anesthesia, but the definition seems broad enough to encompass such an act. The more interesting law in Illinois is the one against animal torture. Torture means infliction of or subjection to extreme physical pain, motivated by an intent to increase or prolong the pain, suffering, or agony of the animal. But the statute specifically notes that it's not animal torture for any person to alter any animal for any legitimate purpose. The list of legitimate purposes listed in the statute includes ear cropping, tail docking, and declawing. It seems a bit incongruous. Why absolve some in one statute and not the other, when, if anything, the motivation factor in the animal torture statute would seem to make its purpose clear? At least one criminal defendant in an ear-cutting animal cruelty case raised the they-do-it-why-can't-I defense, but the Indiana court didn't buy the argument that ear-cropping is a reasonable and recognized act by breeders and owners, and that therefore the do-it-yourselfer shouldn't be convicted. The defendant didn't use anesthesia or sutures, the court reasoned, so the cruelty charge stuck. And a New York court rejected on procedural grounds a lawsuit that argued that dog shows should not force owners into tail docking or ear cropping because such acts should be recognized as animal cruelty under New York law. I just looked over at the boxer that replaced Max. He has floppy ears, too, and his tail is really short, just like Max's. That's because the breed standard reads, "An undocked tail should be severely penalized." And breeders dock tails when the puppies are very young, long before the eventual owners have a say in the matter. I'm Amy Guida.